Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. Episode 151, also recorded on Thursday, August 25th, 2016. And my 22nd episode for the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, actually back on day 22. Again, not trying to say I didn't miss a day. I'm just trying to get my days back straight. So I figured I would record a little short episode. This isn't going to be long. It's 10 o'clock. I've only been home a couple hours, not even 2 hours. The drive back tonight was almost as bad, or in some ways actually worse than the drive yesterday, which I'm a little bit tired again. I'm hoping I'm not getting sick or anything, cause, that would be bad with Dragon Con, you know, coming up next week. But yeah, at one point I had gotten into North Carolina. I was near Gastonia, and Google Now popped up a little driving alert, and I saw it on my my Pebble watch, and it looked like it was telling me that I had an 85-minute delay coming up, and it was telling me I had an 85-minute. There must have been a horrible accident at one point. So I pulled off, and I mean, I was close enough that I knew, you know, multiple ways to get around things. So I pulled off and planned out a route to get around it, because luckily it was a horrible delay, but if I got around it, I got around the vast majority of the delay. So I think ended up that delay only cost me about half that time, 30 or 40 minutes. But still, that was 2 6-hour drives instead of 2 4.5 to 5, usually at the worst, hour drives. And I guess that last hour just took a little bit extra out of me. So, I'm a little sleepy. I'm ready for bed, but I've got to get both of mine, and both, I think Charlotte's going to try and do another one as well. So I've got some episodes to get up. Nothing hard. That's not a difficult process, but I do need to do it. I caught up with the feed in the car. I'm sure I already have new episodes. Beyond Pod is configured to only automatically download new episodes when I'm on Wi-Fi. So while I was driving, I'm sure some episodes queued up that I need to listen to. So I actually listened to about an hour of Security Now, which is a podcast I listen to regularly, a security thing that a guy named Steve, it's part of Twit Network, and a guy named Steve Gibson does it. It's a good show if you're into like nerd, like this one is on, he does security news and things like that. And then somehow he's talking about microkernels this time. I think somebody's doing some security research or something on microkernels, so he's gonna talk about that. I haven't gotten to that portion of the episode yet, and it'll probably be a while before I do, because I'm, like I said, I'm sure I've got stuff queued back up. So I was gonna say to Chiaki, I actually saw that Charlotte talked to him on Facebook, and it was pretty much similar feeling that I got when listening to his story about his dogs and about the guy that he's met. I think I can't remember when I listened to that one, but that was really emotional. Just listening to the story was emotional. I can't even imagine having been there, or certainly being that guy. Gosh, but you know, his dog had a great life, like you said, and was at home and nothing. You know, just never woke up. So that's pretty much the best you can hope for. That is by far the toughest part of being a pet owner, especially when it's not an easy thing and you have to make the decision. It's like, whew, that's a toughie. So I wanted to mention that. I think I actually heard that a day or two ago, but regardless. Gosh, I listened to a bunch of them. I know I had some more responses, but my brain is starting to shut down, so I better get off of here and get everything uploaded so that I can go to bed. Oh, and I am, since I'm not doing it during the day, I got some stuff and brought it home for Charlotte. I did want to tell Mark the Encaffeinated One, I did listen to his audio drama thingy, time notes from notes to himself, audio drama thing, and that was pretty cool. I like that a lot. It was neat. But my beer of the day is I picked up two different types. They're both sours, but mine is a Rivertown Soulless. It is a scarlet sour, so it's a Flanders style, a Flanders red, which is a Belgian style of sour beer. It's pretty good. I like it. We both, and then the one I got for Charlotte is a Berliner Weiss style from the same brewery. I like it. It is part of the reason I like the sours is that they're not too strong, so you can enjoy a really interesting beer and not have to worry too much about the ABV. I don't even know the one for this, but I don't think it's very strong. Pretty tart and quite enjoyable. So I think that'll be it for tonight, and we'll be back on the regular schedule tomorrow, and I probably will finally get to responding to Tabitha about marriage and such. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find the show and show notes at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter, Facebook, links to all that stuff, GitHub, Goodreads, Identica. I think that's gone now, but all those links are on my homepage. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed. Man, I'm tired. Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.